Certainly we can change what happens. If you see the script you can diverge, it must be the case. But then again, what if the words you are seeing are not the true script? What if it is merely another layer designed to obfuscate a more terrible reality? Is it already written? Is it living? Does it breathe? Can you kill it? Can it stop? Do you know? Tell me that you know.
Okay, so quick recap. Last time you climbed up this strange high-rise building while being pursued by some terrible, hungry beast. When we ended, you had just arrived at an elevator, and the creature had just caught up with you, and now you must either get these doors closed or slow the monster down somehow. It cannot be stopped. What do you do?
Seems like a perfect time for the Super Soaker.
Gun.
Oh, yeah.
I crouch down like I'm firing a musket and aim my shot down the hallway. I slip my slurp goo bullet into the Super Soaker. I'm sure it has correct names, but that's what I'm doing. And I'm kind of holding my breath and aiming down the hall until I get a good clear shot of this thing.
What is your skill in skirmish, Bailey?
Zero.
Oh, fuck.
Is anyone else good with skirmish?
Oh, Ledger's really good. I think he might hold out one. I'd like to. Ledger holds out his hand, and it's like it's still skeletal at the tips, and it's like his like flesh mask is creeping up his fingers more slowly than it ever has before. But I think he holds out his hand and he says, "Give me the gun."
Yeah, I imagine this is a situation. Bailey does all that. He crouches down. He holds his breath. And he's like, "Wait, I have a better idea." He just gives it. He stands back up and then hands it to you. You shoot.
All right. I'm gonna aim down the hall. I'm gonna shoot at him.
Oh, it's a him.
Yes, I think I know what this. Well, I think it used to be him. The hungry god wants his ribbon back, maybe. But I'm going to try and shoot some satiating paste into his mouths, whatever. It's all kind of ethereal. I'm just looking through my abilities.
You can't really tell. It's too dark, but you're using a good guess. There's probably at least one mouth in the dark somewhere.
I think that's probably fair. I'm going to, none of these abilities really help. So I'm just going to shoot at him. Well, I'm going to push myself, actually. This seems important.
Good call. Yeah, can I? I don't know how I'd assist, though. I would like to, but I don't know, honestly. Like, I don't have any
shoulder massage.
Yeah. You got this, buddy.
What's the effect of this going to be?
Standard.
Okay. I'm going to push myself, and I'm going to take the extra stress to activate what used to be Invidious Spectre. It increases the effect of the attack.
Yes. Very good.
If somebody can help me, I don't know how you would, but I really need it.
Yeah.
Shoulder massage.
I'm trying to think here. An attune wouldn't work, would it?
You don't have to roll.
Yeah, you just have to tell us you do.
Yeah.
I see.
You can even just shoot as well and add to the fusillade, perhaps. Unless that's a completely ineffective strategy.
Hey, here's an idea, Colin. What if I'm gonna fire my shotgun, so once it does that, it lights up the hallway, which will give him a clearer shot, and then that's when he fires his shot.
Well, that's beautiful. That's beautiful. Yeah. I like that.
So I crouch down right behind, and I'm like, we gotta do this pretty tight, all right? When I fire, you fire, okay? You'll see it, but just for a second.
I feel like we probably don't want to see this thing. I feel like that's probably a bad... I mean, it's good. We're doing it, but I feel like there may be consequences.
It really depends on the role, doesn't it?
We do want to stop it. We do want to stop it.
I got two. I got one die for pushing myself. One die for assistance. My position is desperate. My effect is great. Does that all sound correct?
That all sounds good to me, pal.
Execute! Critical success. I can't believe it. That's what I'm talking about. That's
cinema.
Fucking juice.
Woo. Okay. You shoot the thing. It makes a noise. Actually, I can do better than that. One sec.
I got completely eaten by your microphone.
Yeah, we did not hear that.
Whoop, 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 whoop. One of those.
Okay, I heard that.
One of those thwaps. Yeah. There is a flash from the Demonwood Coast gun that makes this bright red corona of light. I think this is actually the first time you've shot it.
Yes.
And you see in the light, the red light, the ravening beast. It is an avatar of hunger incarnate. Its skin is a brickwork of teeth and gums. It moves in sickening lurches from a millipede-like cluster of waggling tongues which erupt from the bottom of it. A massive molar on the front of the creature splits apart in six pieces, revealing a gaping maw where an infinite collection of fractal teeth spin and whirl, gnashing unceasingly. And into that maw shoots a little plastic tube of molasses liver paste, which to you was quite satisfying. It almost seems impossible that it would have any effect on such a creature. But as it sails perfectly into its mouth, the mouth closes, and the beast seems to sit in almost a stunned complacency for a moment, as if it doesn't really understand how it could ever be satisfied even for a moment, being a incarnation of hunger itself. But it is. And in that moment, it almost looks like a tame dog, just for a second, before the doors close and the elevator rises up higher into the high rise.
Nice shot!
Holy shit. I think Ledger just collapses against the wall of the elevator, drops the gun. I think his skeleton hands are now fully covered in flesh or whatever again. And he's just sitting with his eyes closed. His death was like over his shoulder. She had her hands on the gun. That's how NVIDIA Spectre works. So it was a team effort.
Oh boy. I take my Super Soaker back. I guess you won't be needing this. Yoink.
I don't think he says anything. He doesn't give a shit. Yeah.
Well, that was crazy. That poor Miko.
Sits in silence for a minute.
Are you okay, Booker?
You guys had it handled.
Okay, good.
Nothing good bothers this guy.
Yeah, this guy's fucking stone cold.
Booker knows he's lucky.
Mm-hmm. He's lucky.
He's good.
He's saving that luck for himself. Smart cookie. After a few minutes of silence, you hear... Actually, you don't hear that. Good for you. You don't hear that thing. Just to let you know.
Awesome.
Nice. And then the elevator chimes, and in front of you is a penthouse door to a suite, a fine wooden door with a placard on the front of which is the name Checker Graham. The door handle to this is an odd mechanical thing, a collection of wires and crystals with no obvious interface. And then as you stop here, the up button on the elevator clicks off, and a small slot opens up beneath it for a key.
I think we need something if we're going to go any higher.
Does anyone have a key?
I'm willing to bet Ledger Checker Graham does.
All right. Guess we're doing this.
Isn't this what you wanted? You think you might be in here? Isn't this your fondest dream?
You know, I'm having doubts about this right now. I have a theory, but we're going to see if it rings true when I open this fucking door. All right?
That's the theory.
Follow my lead. You'll see. You'll see.
The Beatles are Checker Graham.
No.
Thinking emoji. You put your horn to the interface, I assume?
Yeah.
The door opens without issue. Good thing you didn't get rid of that horn, or else this could have been a problem.
That's the end of the campaign.
You are stuck at this door, and you are eaten by a big, scary thing.
No.
Yay. The inside of a once spacious penthouse suite is a chaotic mess of junk. All manner of pieces of arcane and practical technology are splayed about, covering up the usable space. On the far end of the room is a desk piled high with books on technological advancements, on the City of Glass, and about that which came before the City of Glass. Beside the desk is a rack full of glass bottles, messily labeled and about half empty.
The walls are covered in countless diagrams of technology, as well as anatomy studies of humans, demons, moonborn, and various animals. The diagrams, all of them, seem to encircle a single piece of paper at the center of the wall. I'm going to post this in chat. There are some spelling mistakes in this that I have just now realized exist, but you can use your intuition.
I'm going to assume they're intentional.
Yes.
Let's go look at the paper.
Yeah, let's check a look at that paper.
I bet it's a script page.
What? It is a piece of paper you've seen before, Bailey. A script page that you found beneath the watering sea that you had ripped up and stashed in your robes before selling it to a vending machine. Just like that script, this one is mostly illegible except for a cluster of lines in the middle which reads, Bailey, and then a note next to it says, we need a last name, looks at the script in his hands. His lips tremble. Bailey, it's not a machine, it's not even magic, it's the play, even if illegible, and then a note next to that says, intentionally erased, question mark? And then it continues, we, and then the note says, could it be any clearer, question mark? Never stood a chance.
Just a bunch of bullshit. I kind of crumple it up and I throw it on the ground. Doesn't help us at all.
Maybe it's what needs to go into that elevator.
As you crumple up the paper and tear it off the wall, you see that something has been written on the back of it. It has a line drawing. Whoever has written on this pushed a pencil through the paper to draw a line through that hole to point to the note on the back of it, which is circling the illegible section of the script page. And it says, intentionally erased, question mark, and then it continues, deeper meaning, even if we intentionally erase something, we don't stand a chance, which means that if we intentionally erase it, we get closer to having a chance. The way forward is clear, erase and restart, build the machine through intent.
What? I don't even think I understand this.
What do you mean by that, Bailey?
I could show you. I give him the piece of paper.
What is this?
I think what it's trying to say, what Checker's trying to say, is that the only way to escape this endless cycle of purgatory is to tear it all down. Erase everything. Erase the script. I don't know. A machine? He did seem to love his machines. Just like you.
Yeah. I don't have an eraser here. I could just tear the thing up. But I feel like it needed to do a lot more tearing.
I don't think it's literal. I don't think defacing that page is going to change anything.
Then why did we even go over here?
Well, we need something to make the elevator go up.
I doubt the piece of paper will do it, but we can try.
Besides these things in the penthouse, it is largely unfurnished, except for a closet which has been glued shut, and then a living area which looks like a small fire had been started and then extinguished in it. The entire building room smells of body odor, paint, and moths.
You mentioned the desk of glass bottles. Can we, see what the labels are?
Yeah, sure. You go over and look at them. The glass bottles seem to be a set. A lot of them are empty. One is labeled Confuse plus Flesh. The second is labeled New Memory. And the last is labeled Forget.
I have an idea.
Does the new memory bottle have any liquid in it?
Booker wants to drink that one.
Just the new memory bottle?
Yeah.
There are a few sets. Let's say. Do you want to choose? I guess they're not labeled, so.
Oh, they're not?
Top or. They're labeled to say new memory, but there's a couple new memory ones that are still full.
Okay, but do they look different? Like the new memory ones that are full?
No. The liquid all looks right. The same. But if you want to choose randomly, I can give you that.
Let's do random.
Okay. Are you certain you want to do this? It's not going to kill you. but you're drinking a strange substance. I'm a fan of the players. But if you're down with it, you're down with it. I'm down with it too.
What do you guys think of these bottles?
Well, I think that drinking the strange liquid substances of a deranged madman is perhaps a poor choice, but I don't know. Doing things the right way hasn't seemed to got us much of anything, so.
Are these capped? Can we, like, bring them with us?
Yeah, sure.
All right, Booker's so, just going like, to pocket
each,
them.
Each set is basically, so you have two sets, let's say. You have the Confuse, okay. Flesh, New Memory, and Forget. There are three to a set, and there are two of them left.
I just feel like Confused Flesh is a bad idea to drink.
Yeah. I mean, we can take them and feed them to someone, see what happens.
Ledger's going to think for a moment. I think he's going to swipe just one of the Forget bottles at random.
Sure, so you're going to break up the set.
Yeah.
Okay. We like that. Add it to your inventory.
I got it.
You both can do this.
Sweet. I'm going to check out that door, too.
The closet?
The glued door. Yeah, the glued door.
I'm not going to make you roll to break it down. It's been glued using a special extra sticky glue, but you could kick it in quite easily.
Yeah, I kick it in.
Inside of the closet, I have a thing I wrote that describes what it is. There are two outfits in here that are, let's say there's two unsealed. You know, like how you put like a suit in like one of those zip up things, right?
Yeah.
Suit bag. So everything's in a suit bag except for two outfits, which are a Cathari scholar's garb, as well as the robes of some sort of religious order, which Ledger, since you are a specialist in religions, you know as a Gold Tree Initiate, which is a very esoteric religion that is in the Southern Forests.
Hmm.
The rest of the outfits, if you choose to unzip them, are quite a variety. You have a demon soldier's outfit. You have probably some like merchant's outfits. There are a few.
Hmm.
Why would Mr. Graham have all of these outfits? That's some pretty out there stuff.
I got no clue. I wonder if this is even Checker Graham's place at all. You know?
Why would you doubt that?
Does not seem like the place that he would be.
There is, actually, I won't tell you that. Go ahead.
I was going to say, we don't even know what this place is.
That's what I'm saying. I mean, he said he's waiting in the cathedral, and this does not look like a cathedral, you know?
There are many types of cathedrals.
I've never seen one that looked like this.
Just leaves the room. What did the key slot in the elevator door, did it have approximate dimensions, or is it as malleable as I can imagine?
It's like a very generic little key slot. Are you heading for the, did you say you're heading for the door?
No, I'm just leaving the area with the wardrobes. I'm not going to leave, although maybe I will. Yeah. Maybe I'll let Draco poke his head back out in the hallway.
Yeah, and any further searching would probably require a roll.
Yeah.
You go into the hallway. You're in front of the elevator. It smells better out here, probably.
Mm-hmm. Does anybody have good dots in survey?
I think Booker has one.
I have one, yeah.
Might be good for you guys to toss the room and see if you can't find anything hidden.
How about it, Billy? How about it?
Oh, I'll survey. I'll pull a little survey. How about a risky standard? Is that correct?
Oh, since you've quelled the creature, let's just call it a controlled standard.
Controlled standard.
Failure. Good news, I failed. You falter. Press on by seizing a risky opportunity or withdraw and try a different approach. So you don't get any consequence here. So you can either do the same roll but risky, or you can try a different approach entirely.
Do you want to try, Brian?
You guys should help each other. Spend a little stress. I think I've got five. Mm. I've used five of my 10 stress up, but you stress.
I'll help you.
Less stress. Well, I mean, boys.
Am I crazy? If Brian rolled survey, he wouldn't have to risk it. And if I did now again, it would be put in a risky position. Am I crazy?
No. It would be risky for him if you do survey again.
Oh.
Yeah. But we can't game the system. Booker is lucky.
Booker is lucky.
Booker, you're pretty lucky. I say you survey.
Do we want to save? Right. It might be a good idea to save that luck.
Well,
oh, is it spent or is it like
there's no way
went away.
I'm just lucky.
Yeah.
It's up to you. It's up to you, Brian. I won't force
it. If it's used on the first roll, big sad.
I'm leaving.
Controlled, Colin?
Risky if you're surveying.
Risky. Just surveying. Risky standard. Yeehaw.
That's a failure. Roll a 1d2 for me.
All right.
Two.
You succeed.
Yay!
I'm lucky.
So lucky.
Bailey, what does it look like when you fail? Do you just get frustrated?
Yeah, I probably like open a book, scream, throw the book against the wall, and start to walk out.
Yeah, you, Booker, you. What does it look like? How do you? Why do you succeed where Bailey did not?
Because Bailey looked at one book and left.
Booker picks up the book and put it back, and I guess in that moment he, what does he find? Like, what is the thing? Because I want it to be like that. Like, it was I lucky. Think,
like,
he didn't mean to find it.
You notice, like, you put the book back and you realize that, like, there is something between each book on the shelf. Like, there are like, these really small notes that have just been, like, pressed between everything. And it's not terribly helpful, the notes. They're all, like, the ramblings of a madman. You would say, at least. Maybe not. Bailey. And you don't know what it is. Let's call it intuition. You go back to the closet and you carefully look between all of the outfits, and you find that there is actually a very thin hanger, one single hanger where there is no outfit on it. It's been taken. And hanging from that hanger is a small letter that says, "Remember to keep the journal in your pocket. The key is inside the journal."
Hey guys, I found something.
What?
Bailey. Come look.
What do you mean you found something? Walk over.
I don't know. I just...
You read that note? Right.
Oh my god, you did find something. It looks like we just need to find a journal now, and that'll have the key.
In the pocket.
Yeah, it's true. Maybe search these coats. Maybe there's a journal in there.
Let's rummage through the pockets.
It was on the hanger of which the outfit was missing, which to me implies that it's in the pocket of that outfit, which is no longer here, and therefore in possession of whoever is wearing it, presumably Mr. Graham himself.
So there's no way to go up. Is that it?
Will you humor me for a moment, Bailey?
Okay.
Why don't you check your own pocket?
Bailey, he looks down. He doesn't want to, but he does. He checks it.
Do you have Checker Graham's journal still?
Did I take it from before?
You've always had it.
You've always had it. That's been your... Isn't that your book that you, like, were writing notes in and stuff? Isn't that, like, the basis for your obsession is this book of his?
I'm looking at my thing here. I'm trying to see if it was in here.
Yeah, I didn't put it on your character sheet because it's just, like, a part of your character. You do
have it. Yeah, you've had it since the beginning.
This is a theoretical question, not a trick.
Well, of course I have it. It's all right here in my journal that I've had this whole time. I whipped it out.
Indeed, in the later pages of Checker Graham's journal, Bailey, there is a key which has been stowed between the pages glued into place. It is strange you didn't notice that before.
I think Ledger just stares at Bailey with a completely nonplussed... He gains no satisfaction that he was able to intuit this awful thing.
You're not really good at looking, are you, really?
Look, we got the key, all right? Let's keep going. Doesn't matter.
You throw the book, you miss the key.
Yeah, I'll throw this book. I throw the shirt. No, I don't. I think twice and I keep it. Whatever.
Ledger just walks back to the elevator.
Yeah, I'm walking too.
Yeah.
The key slots easily into the elevator and the up button flashes to life, allowing you to ascend again if you are so ready.
That was a waste of time. You guys ready?
You got everything you need from that suite?
Yeah, I think so. Whole lot of nothing.
Let's go.
I think Ledger looks curiously at Bailey as if he's surprised at how he is handling that information. And then I think he just shakes his head and leans against the wall.
Bailey hits the button.
The elevator rises. You hear a distant, maybe feeble howl lower down as something comes back to its senses and its hunger.
Uh-oh.
After a minute or so of ascent, the elevator seems to slow Something begins grinding in the machinery as if caught up on something, and then sure enough, it stalls out, it jerks to a stop, and of course, you are aware that something is climbing the elevator shaft farther down.
Is the door open or does it stay closed?
It is closed.
Does this elevator have like a little latch on the top of it?
What do you think?
I look.
Is it there?
Yeah, it is.
There's a hatch.
Perfect.
Ledger, holds out his hand, fingers interlaced to give Bailey a boost.
All right, let's go. I'm going to go up and unlatch.
There's something on top of the latch. It has a bit of a wiggle. You could probably force it. It's a little heavy.
There's something on top of this. Booker, have your gun ready, okay? Just in case anything happens.
Just push. Booker's come on now.
I'm pushing. I'm pushing.
Okay, give me a roll.
What would this be?
It might be a wreck.
Oh no, I have a zero in wreck.
I can take. I take other rolls. I take pitches. You guys get to ultimately decide what you roll.
Finesse or prowl are the ones that I have goods on. At least one on, and I'm trying to think though, because like this is force.
Yeah, but what if you were trying to like wiggle it to? I mean, I guess it depends on what's actually on the other side. If it would be possible to finesse it by trying to like rock it so that it falls off or something, but also maybe that's not possible.
Yeah, maybe I can finesse it so whatever's on top doesn't fall immediately on me, you know?
Sure.
Like I can try to open it in a way.
Why not?
It's like, oh, if I hit it on the side.
Why not?
Finesse is risky, I assume?
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Standard. Success!
Six.
With one die!
The old Bailey success.
You push through the hatch and you come out into a great, empty, starry, black and purple void. There are words printed across the stars in faint print that says, "They shouldn't see this. They'll enter the gray to escape the beast and be transported to the broken tower temporarily." On top of the elevator, just beside you now, there is a man sitting, dressed entirely in black, holding a hacksaw. It appears he sawed through the elevator cable, though for some reason the elevator isn't falling. It's just suspended here. The guy looks at you and taps his wrist as if he's wearing a watch.
Who are you?
He jumps off the elevator and plummets into the void, then disappears.
Great. Well, I think we found the problem, but he just jumped off. Someone cut our rope. And then he jumped off the side. It's kind of crazy up here. I put my hand down so you can climb up. You gotta see this.
In the hell?
Why would he do that?
You gotta believe me. Are you guys coming up?
Yeah, I think Ledger's gonna climb up and he's gonna look at it and he's gonna be like, "What in the hell? What is the point of all this?"
I don't know. This is very strange.
I do not like being led about by the nose like some kind of fucking show dog, but unless you think you can repair this cable, we just have to do what the writing says.
I don't think I have anything else.
I have an ability for that.
Mm-hmm. I do have Mark of the Weaver, but what's yours?
I have make do. Once per session, you can immediately fix something that's broken, but it only works once after that's destroyed.
Would you like to use it?
That sounds good work.
To hell with that writing in the sky. Fix this thing. Let's get the hell out of here.
Yeah.
Booker miraculously manages to weave it back together.
What does that look like?
This guy's good.
It looks like... How's it broken, like, at our feet, and where would I need to reattach it?
It's like someone sawed through the cable.
He, like, lassos it back together with the other end.
Yeah, and the cable just, like, stretches infinitely into the starry sky. Okay. The elevator seems to be working again.
Oh, great job.
Everyone...
Thank you.
...should probably get in.
We should go quickly.
Yeah,
that's
we should
gonna
go.
It's not going to hold for long.
Yeah, let's do it.
All right, I'm going to hop back inside.
You press the up button. The hatch above you disappears as if it was never there. And the elevator goes up. And you hear the howling beneath you get farther and farther away as you speed up, having taken the fastest route available. And you arrive at the 27th floor, a plain, dirty, carpeted hallway with a few closed doors here. At the far end of the hallway is a stairwell labeled Roof Access. It is calm here, and as you step off of the elevator, there's a snapping noise and it plunges down.
Wow. Kind of close.
Yeah, that was pretty close. We move on ahead, huh?
Yes. Do you think we have accomplished anything by spitting in the eye of whatever it is believes it is setting a path for us?
I mean, think about it this way. What if we already lost? It was kind of fun to spit in the eye, right?
I guess. Yeah. A little spot goes...
It goes a long way. Trust me. Very long way.
I think Ledger goes to grab, like, a... He goes to roll a cigarette from his little cigarette pouch, and he sees that it's empty. And he kind of just... Kind of sighs, and gun in hand walks forwards to the roof access door.
There is a chained-up door on your right labeled Booker Page.
Hey, we read about this one.
Well, I'll be damned. Do you want to see what's inside your room?
If it's not too hard to open, I don't know if I want it that badly. How do the chains... Do the chains look easy to take down?
They look like normal chains.
Is there any locks, or is it just chains?
Just chains. Chains interlinked with chains. Almost as if the chains were, like, melted here. Like, it's a loop, almost.
Yeah.
Hmm. I don't know if I have anything that can break chains. I just have, like, the gun.
I mean, yeah.
You could shoot it.
Yeah, I guess I could shoot the door, if you want me to. Unless anyone else has any other ideas.
I think... Ledger unshoulders his bolt-action rifle that has the, or had the piercing keyword in another system.
Sure.
If you're gonna try and shoot the chains off, it would be better to use a higher caliber round.
By all means, go ahead.
I guess is this gonna be a roll to shoot the chains?
No, unless you want to.
I don't want to. I prefer not to. I'm just going to hold the barrel right up to what I think, because it seems like it's a loop, right? I'm going to just try and shoot whatever will break as many links as I think I can feasibly get, because I imagine the chain's kind of crossed over itself in places.
Yeah, you break one link, and it falls effortlessly off.
Chain is only as strong.
So there's one, can I pull on the ends of the chain now? Does it give at all?
As soon as you shoot it, it falls to the ground like wet spaghetti.
Oh, all of it.
All of it. As if it was meant to be broken.
Ledger works the action on the rifle and then shoulders it, and he looks to Booker and kind of bows at the door and says, "By all means, I believe, as the saying goes, this is your rodeo."
I'm sure this guy will be better than Tick. Booker opens the door.
The single room... apartment is completely and featurelessly empty.
Can I survey for any items?
You know, in the deepest recesses of your building, your being, that there is nothing to find here.
Well, sorry about wasting the bullet.
This is your room, not exactly a nice place.
Yeah, geez, not even a bed.
Better than Ticks.
Ticks had alcohol, you know?
It also had him.
That's
Ledger
true.
Looks at his death and says, "What do you think of this place, baby?" She probably doesn't respond unless there's something there that only she could see, but
she
then
rubs,
he shrugs.
In an uncharacteristic act of characteristicness, she rubs a finger on the ground and notes that there's no dust.
Yeah, pretty clean for an empty room, ain't it?
It is new and
it's like a dust. Summoning room, maybe? Kinda? Just a theory. Well,
this is meant to be a cell. I don't want to stay here long.
Yeah.
I have no interest in staying here either.
Okay. Booker looks at his list. So that's Booker. That's the vending machine.
We got all the fun ones.
Or is this the empty room?
Oh.
Wasn't the empty room also on the second floor?
That's true. It
was.
Okay.
Maybe this is the second floor.
Let's keep going. I'm confused.
Are you going to try another door, or are you going to go to the roof?
Is there any other doors? I assumed there was just the one.
Yeah.
There are other doors.
I mean, the howling is feeble and far away.
I'm game.
Yeah, we'll try one more door. I think Ledger just looks around and he looks at the door and he's like, I feel perhaps more strongly than I have ever felt that we are drawing to some sort of additional apex. I wouldn't mind just a little more time.
Yeah, we keep hitting those, so I'll take a break now.
I'm going to open another door.
A man dressed in business attire. He is holding something up to his ear, talking to himself, and he says, you're trying to sell me a dead dog, man. It's not even intact. What did you think I would give you for it? A fusion reactor? Get a grip. One sec, there's some schmucks at my door. And he puts the thing to his shoulder and says, what is this, delivery? You don't knock?
No, I don't knock.
Okay.
I think Ledger, he looks at his death for a minute. And then looks back at the man. He doesn't say anything as Booker says that.
I'm the broker. Okay, let me guess. You already been to the vending machine. You don't need me. Okay.
I've talked to the vending machine. Just saying.
No one can talk to a vending machine. Get a fucking grip, kid.
Oh, you don't know me. You don't know me.
It overcharges you. Just so you know.
Wait, really? Shit.
You can't trust a fucking machine, man.
I didn't know that.
Oh, no.
Got him.
Are you like a vending machine?
No, I'm a broker, okay? I broker things.
Okay.
I buy things, I sell things. But you already did the vending machine. Fucking smart guy over here.
Do you wanna leave this place? The door's open.
Well, I can leave whenever I want. This is my... I work from home, buddy.
How does his work from home life look? How does his room look?
It's literally just him and his cell phone.
Oh.
You say you're a broker. You sell things. You got any blank script pages?
Oh, buddy. Do not start with that shit. You know I don't deal in that.
I don't
know
that.
No script pages. And there's rules.
I think Ledger turns around and leaves.
And you know what's good for you? Don't ask that to anyone else, okay?
Hey, can I put my horn against that thing that you're talking into?
Listen, buddy. I got girls for that. I got boys for that. I ain't doing that with you, okay?
Okay, fine. Whatever. Nice meeting you, broker.
Go fuck yourself.
I'm leaving.
And close the door behind
fuck you.
You.
Yeah, whatever. Fuck you. Slam the door. Asshole.
You close the door behind you.
I didn't like him.
Me neither. Let's open up some more doors.
The next door, this room is also completely empty, except for a single statue sitting in the middle of the room on the floor. The statue is about 6 inches tall, but it casts a shadow 3 times its height in your direction, despite there being no visible light source in here. Everyone roll a 1d20 for me.
Ooh, I love that. Actually,
I hate
high.
That. You want to roll high.
I got a 13.
I typoed.
That's not correct, Brian. That's not correct.
Wait, is it R slash or slash R?
Slash R.
Slash R. Slash R. That was close.
Everyone rolled lower than me, so I can be safe.
Ooh.
Fuck.
Ledger and Bailey, you can do a roll off.
Another d20? Slash R, 1d20.
Yeah.
Check this out.
Oh, two with a two. Ledger with a 15. Incredible.
Ledger on top, baby. Bam, bam, bam.
Ledger, what Why do you recognize this statue, and what is it?
Why do I recognize the statue, and what is it? I think it is a statue... I was going to say either it's a statue of his death, or it's a statue of a person that he knows he recognizes, but he can't quite place the face, and that's because it's actually a person that Virgil Albright knew in his life. Maybe someone important to him.
Your choice?
I think that's more interesting.
Okay. That is what the statue is of. You're in the room with this statue. It casts a shadow 3 times its height, which is 6 inches, which is 18 inches of shadow.
Fletcher takes a step forward. He takes another step forward. He picks it up.
It is heavy, but it is a mark of good quality. It is made of a material that does not yet exist.
Do I in real life know what that material is?
No.
If I put it in my pocket, is it going to like rip through my coat?
No. This is yours.
Cool. I'm going to put it in my pocket.
Great. Empty statue, I guess. You can call it whatever you want to your inventory.
Maybe you can sell it to the broker.
I don't want to talk anything to that asshole.
That's fair.
I think we've tarried long enough here.
No more doors?
I'm trying to agree.
There's only one door left.
Well, we gotta see what's in the last door, right?
Is it the door? So there's one additional door we haven't looked in?
Yes, besides roof access.
Okay, I guess Ledger'll shrug and be like, fine. On your head, then.
All right, I'll do the opening, all right? It's on me. I'm gonna go open that door.
Why does opening this door hurt you, Bailey?
Because I don't know how to touch a doorknob. No, I don't know. Maybe it has nothing that I want and it makes me more angry and defeated mentally.
What do you see that is so upsetting inside?
Another empty room.
Completely featureless?
Yeah.
What's the name on the door?
The Empty Room.
Interesting. Okay. Take one stress.
I flatline.
Beep, 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 beep.
I open the door. Be like, God fucking damn it. Nothing. Nothing again. I slam it. Empty room, if you want to look.
I don't.
Didn't think so.
I trust you.
I think that's everything, though, right?
I think... Yeah, Ledger looks at his death again. And then a kind of a sad look crosses his face, and he closes his eyes, and then he walks over to the roof access door and tries to throw it open.
The door opens easily. Up a small set of stairs, you pass onto the rooftop. Though, what should have been the high point of your journey once again reveals itself to be the bottom. Ahead of you is a vast white city of carved white stone stretching in every direction, and immediately in front of you a train station with a familiar train waiting for you to board just ahead. The first time in your memory that you have had the opportunity to board a train you hadn't already stepped off of. The railway ahead of you is a straight line leading into the city, and following the railway, the city rises and rises from a gentle slope to a nearly vertical ascent, and at the top of this rise sits the cathedral town, the alien bony structure of the cathedral jutting out from its center, beckoning you forwards, luring you to the end of your stories. And that is where we'll end for today.
Hot damn.
Rippy.
Shit is getting more and more mysterious.